Former President Bill Clinton reportedly undergoes heart surgery this morning. There's been no official announcement, but broadcast and published reports quote sources as saying the surgery will happen this morning at New York Presbyterian Hospital. Last Friday, Mr. Clinton announced that doctors had diagnosed severe heart disease and recommended a coronary bypass operation. Joining me now to discuss the surgery is NPR science correspondent Richard Knox. Richard, give us a description of bypass surgery. I mean, what exactly do surgeons do?
Well, they're expected to do the classic version of an operation called coronary artery bypass surgery, or CABBAGE, as the doctors sometimes call it. It's an operation that's been around since the early 70s with steady refinements in recent years. Surgeons open the chest. They cut through the breastbone. They spread the patient's ribs open and expose the beating heart. They stop the heart, and a heart-lung machine takes over the job of supplying the body with blood and oxygen. They strip some blood vessels from a leg and possibly the chest wall, and they stitch these onto coronary arteries. These are the so-called grafts. The idea is to bypass the blockages that are pinching off the heart's blood supply. Then they restart the heart. They take the patient off the heart-lung pump, and they check to see if the grafts are leaking. If all is well, then they'll wire the ribs back together and close the chest. The delicate grafting part takes about an hour or so, depending on how many, and the whole operation around 3.5 to 4 hours.
Mr. and Mrs. Clinton said on Friday that doctors recommended surgery as soon as possible. Is it typical to wait as they have a few days?
Well, every situation varies, and we don't know for sure why they did in this case. But some heart specialists tell me they think he may have been given a blood thinner called Plavix, a sort of a super aspirin, on Friday when doctors thought he might undergo a procedure called angioplasty. And then when tests showed he had more extensive coronary disease and needed bypass surgery instead, they would have given the Plavix. They would have had to stop the Plavix, and barring emergency. Some heart surgeons say that they would typically wait a day or two to allow the Plavix to wash out of a patient's system. Otherwise, the blood thinner could cause bleeding problems during or after the surgery.
Mr. Clinton has blamed his heart problems on bad genes and years of eating badly. We know a lot about his health as president. What do we know about his risk of coronary problems?
Well, he does have heart disease in his family, and of course his love of junk food is legendary. He's also smoked cigars. After his last annual physical as president back in 2001, his cardiologist announced at the time that Mr. Clinton had an LDL, which is the bad cholesterol, of 177. That's pretty high. Doctors like to see an LDL reading below 100. So he was put on a cholesterol-lowering drug called Pravacol or Zocor at the time. But on Friday, Mr. Clinton said he stopped taking the drug after his cholesterol went down. One leading cardiologist told me last night that's a common mistake. Even educated patients like Mr. Clinton don't always understand they need to taking their drugs for the rest of their lives.
Officials with the Kerry Edwards campaign say Mr. Clinton had been scheduled to make a number of appearances on behalf of that campaign. Do doctors think he'll be able to keep those commitments?
Bill Clinton's hard to keep down, but several surgeons told me they'd be surprised. It takes 6 to 8 weeks to get back to normal. Many patients have pretty severe fatigue for some time. But any appearance he make will probably have extra punch.
Thanks very much, NPR science correspondent Richard Knox.